With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. One of the few pieces of good news from the G7 summit in France was a deal the U.S. and Japan made on corn, meaning relations between our two nations are still very strong. While there are still details to get worked out, the U.S. and Japan have agreed to a framework for a new bilateral trade deal. Kent Backus is the Director of Trade and Market Access for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He says the devil's in the details, but they're still excited about the announcement.
I think the big thing that we're looking for here is that this is an agreement in principle, and so it essentially sets the stage for our negotiators to meet for the next few weeks to iron out some of the details. But I think the overall goal is to try to have a formal announcement sometime later next month, hopefully around the time of the UN General Assembly meeting. And I think that is certainly sending a strong message to our producers. It's sending a strong message to the rest of the world that the U.S. is open for business and that we are good trade partners and that we want to see expanded access for U.S. beef and other commodities all over the world.
The new deal with Japan is also good for American pork producers who have relied on Japan as their biggest market by value. They'd already seen exports slip this year, but this new deal should put pork producers back on equal footing once again. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, find us online at aginfo.net or like us on Facebook.